Antes de comenzar, queremos recomendarles que you listen to Las Raras, un podcast que cuenta inspiradoras historias reales sobre personas que rompen con las normas. Las Raras se destaca por su trabajo documental, su diseño de sonido y su música original. Actualmente, they're publishing their fourth season, just like us, con historias de toda Latinoamérica sobre acoso online, natural disasters y el movimiento feminista, entre otras. En este momento, están publicando una miniserie sobre la crisis humanitaria que se vive en la frontera between Mexico and the United States. Esto les puede interesar especialmente. Las Raras fue el único podcast en español elegido para formar parte de la primera versión del Google Podcast Creator Program. Escúchenlos en Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify o donde escuchen sus podcasts.
Ay, 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 Udaya.
Hola, bienvenidos a nuestro fourth season of our bilingual podcast, ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. En nuestro primer episodio, we talked about why the census was important. Why some immigrantes didn't want to respond to the citizenship question that was possible on it, about the millions of dollars that are allocated every year based on the census count, y cómo esta estadística puede afectar las elecciones el año que viene. In this episode, our contributor Emily Husenberg from Tertulia Podcast talks to Pete Vargas, a native from Michigan who identifies as indigenous and works as a political organizer for our nonprofit organization that advocates for low-wage workers, about why he identified as indigenous, his views on the census, y acerca de cómo cuando era pequeño, he was listed as white in official documents.
I never knew until actually I was about to get married and I had to apply for a marriage license and provide a copy of my birth certificate and social security card. And so I ended up having to go to the court records and the county clerk to get a copy of it. And that's when I discovered that, in fact, I was listed as white. And when I did some research, I came to discover that there were only two options at that time. And often those options were taken away, those choices. Actually, it was the doctors or the nurses that actually marked them off for you. So I don't know to a real degree whether my mom and dad even had a choice or if that choice was taken away from them on what race I was being labeled as. But I do know that that has been, especially during the 70s and 80s, you know, perpetuated in a lot of different forms and identifiers.
You see, there's been a lack of accuracy in the count of immigrantes and people of color for years.
One of the problems that African Americans have in many, many cases is tracing their family history. Because up until the 1850s, freed blacks weren't really named in the census. You know, if Mr. or Mrs. Wealthy white person had four African-American servants living in their home in the 1830s and 1840s, they were just numbered. One, two, three, four. And 100 years from now, if your great-grandchildren try to find you, one of the ways they can find you is through your census record from 72 years or before.
That was Kelly Kors, the director of the Evansville, Indiana Department of Metropolitan Development. You might remember him from episode 1. Pete agrees with Kors. There has been una cuenta errónea de migrantes en el país por décadas. For Pete, the undercount will continue to happen because of the lack of accuracy on identifying people of color on the census.
because of the dilution of the results, still really only identify whites and Asians and the minuscule number of indigenous Native Americans that are self-identified as American Indian, that we are actually in different parts of our community, and our indigenous brothers and sisters are also talking about the census right now. My girlfriend is a tribal member of the Mole Lake Chippewa band in northern Wisconsin, and was actually just asked to get perspective about what their communities are talking about in regards to the census. And some of the things that came out of that and were, when you say that you are multiple races and multiple ethnicities, then you become obsolete and unidentifiable in the eyes of the census. Therefore, you lose your resource power of being counted. And I think that that works against us. So this time around, I'm only going to say that I'm one race, and it's going to be Indigenous American Indian.
And even though this identity dilemma might not be an issue for many Hispanohablantes, para otros como Pete, it's at core, close to el corazón situation. Pete feels strongly about his decision y dice que en el fondo todos somos indígenas.
Since the overwhelming truth of the people that we're talking about, the, you know, Mexican, Central, and South Americans, the one key identifier is, regardless of the semantics of politics and political and physical borders, is that we're all indigenous people, first and foremost, and that's how we need to be identifying ourselves in the census and all government forms moving forward.
Pete Vargas is a father of four, some of which can now vote and become more involved in the community in taking decisions. With that being said, no podemos ignorar la influencia que tienen nuestros padres en nuestras decisiones. Mi mamá, por ejemplo, siempre me inculcó la importancia de mi cultura and of my heritage. And so does Pete with his kids.
My kids grew up, first of all, they grew up all getting indigenous names. So their names are all Nahuatl. They're all the indigenous language of the Mexica and the Aztecs. So they grew up going to powwows, and they grew up also just understanding that was their identity was very much politicized and manipulated as well.
So here you have it, a new generation politically informed, active in their cultura, and aware of their power as people of color. Pete's older kids también se identificarán como indígena en el censo, algo en lo cual su padre ha tenido mucha influencia. There are a lot of reasons for undercount in the census: displacement, natural disasters, conflictos de identidades, y más. According to the 2010 census, the Census Bureau estimated 16 million omissions in the census. Omissions include people missed in the census and people whose census records could not be verified because they did not answer enough of the demographic characteristics questions in the census, like race or ethnicity. Este censo, make sure you or your parents have all the information to fill out your form, because your count matters. Esta música es muy indígena y queremos celebrar la cultura indígena con esta hermosa música. Soy Paola Marizan, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.